Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
A crash involving a truck and a pedestrian results in an injured party being flown to Denver. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette Police Department is investigating an accident that took place on Monday afternoon at around 4:30 p.m. on East 5th Street. Officers responded to the crash after a 35-year-old man driving west on East 5th Street hit a 9-year-old girl riding her bike. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the 9-year-old was riding out of a driveway into the road and collided with a 2002 GMC pickup. EMS arrived on scene and transported the girl to Campbell County Memorial Hospital. The 9-year-old sustained multiple injuries and as a result was flown to a medical facility in Denver, Colorado. Detectives are investigating the cause of the crash. The condition of the girl is currently unknown. Republican governors support Governor Abbott's border efforts. 24 Republican governors, led by Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, released a statement in support of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's efforts to secure the border. According to the press release from the Wyoming Legislative Services Office, the statement read as follows. The federal government's response handling the expiration of Title 42 has represented a complete failure of the Biden administration. While the federal government has abdicated its duties, Republican governors stand ready to protect the U.S.-Mexico border and keep families safe. All states have suffered from the effects of deadly illegal drugs coming across the border, and every state is a border state due to the devastating influx of drugs in our communities. Republican governors are leading the way to address the border crisis by increasing fentanyl sentencing and increasing support for law enforcement interdiction of drugs, among other measures. The statement continued by saying, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has exemplified leadership at a critical time, leading the way with Operation Lone Star and deploying the Texas Tactical Border Force to prevent illegal crossings and keep the border secure. We support the efforts to secure the border led by Governor Abbott. Wyoming's Governor Mark Gordon and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem were two of the governors to sign on to the statement. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.